Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio, the only motorsport show in Southern California, actually.
that we're aware of.
San Diego, for sure. That supports local racers of all ages and of all forms of motorsports. We don't care what you do.
Right.
And if we're here to help you.
If you're outside San Diego, by the way, you can hear us on iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
We're iHeartRadio station. Just look for AM 1170, The Answer, and you're
Bingo.
In style.
San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection are the sponsors. 6622 University Avenue. You've got a race car, a classic car, an old car, a new car, and you just want to get better fuel mileage. He is the man. So don't hesitate. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com, and he will definitely hook you up. All right. So how many people watched the trucks run at Eldora on Wednesday? Raise your hands. Okay, a few. There's not one in this room raising their hand except me. So let me pose a question. For the ones, I guess, that watched it, would you want to see an Xfinity race or a cup race on dirt? What would you think? What would you think?
I'm going to say both, but that's...
Okay, but
I like
you can't
Xfinity
do it on a bull
races.
Race. Can't do it. It's got to be a minimum of a mile. Because you can't put 30, 40 cars on a track.
No.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So how did they set this up, what you were watching at Eldora?
It was just, you know, they've done it a few years around. Tony Stewart, who bought Eldora Speedway, has been promoting and promoting and promoting to get NASCAR to come out there. He got the trucks to come out, which makes perfectly good sense. And it's really, I mean, he works his, you know what, off getting that track prepared, you know, just like Barona does and just like Paris does. But when he gets all done, those trucks run on there, that track is as shiny as metal.
Mm.
I mean, it is so slicked over. So it's kind of a, you know, if you've been on dirt, then you're good. If you've never been on dirt, you're a disaster.
Yep. It's kind of how it goes because
it's up in the air.
Every lap, you get a different lap. You get a different track surface.
And if it was me, if I was NASCAR, I would hate to have Tony Gwynn chasing me. Trying to talk me into bringing the
Tony race. Stewart, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have to give up and say, okay, I'll do that. And right now, I think NASCAR needs to do just anything and everything they can.
To reach out. They need to reach out.
And boy, I tell you what, I watched the Xfinity race yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Bell.
Christopher Bell.
Won the race. And Keselowski, who started last... You know, could not get around him. And this kid, I mean, you know, it's funny to watch the future drivers come up through the ranks,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you're so used to looking at the Earnharts and the Gordons and the, you know.
Lewis Hamilton's. I know he's in the different league, still, he's, you know,
but then when you see these
thing.
New kids coming up,
mm-hmm.
what's puzzling is you go, wow, how could that kid drive better than
an experienced veteran,
or Jeff Gordon,
right? Who probably has a better car.
Well, you would think,
right?
But
hey, this guy's 23 years old, Christopher Bell.
I know. Well, look at Kyle Larson. I mean, here's mm-hmm. a kid that who in the world?
Where'd he come from?
So
right?
that yeah. Xfinity race was really good. It was a really good race.
Yeah. Apparently.
Another race I was watching is the Robbie. Oh, what'd
I
you
wanted
get?
To go back just one
yeah,
sec
sure.
because Christopher Bell, that's his second. Consecutive win yeah. in Xfinity.
I know.
And last week he beat Kyle Busch.
Right. And Kyle Busch couldn't get around him.
I think this kid is definitely one to watch. Okay, now you can move on.
And he's a cool kid. I don't know if you've seen any of the interviews.
No, I haven't.
Really nice kid.
So we should have
clean
him call.
Cut. You know, well, you know, it's funny that, you know, talking about those guys, what television is starting to do is they're starting to bring drivers in. And having the drivers call all the races.
What?
Well, you know how they used to have all the different announcers come in and they would announce the races? Well, for some reason, they've decided, and I think a lot of it had to do with once they brought Junior in and he did well. Then they brought Kyle Larson in and he did well. You know, so now they're Allmendinger has done it. So now they're instead of hiring, you know, just announcers, they're actually hiring drivers, you know, which is kind of interesting. I mean, they'll put three or four drivers in the box to do a race they're not in.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you rather, as a fan, you're more relatable with a guy who you've been watching race than some guy who's probably a broadcast journalist that you don't know and they pull him in.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And that's absolutely right.
Pull in more viewers.
See, this is why I was real surprised Danica Patrick didn't end up in the booth.
Yeah. Good question of whether they asked her to, number one. And number two, did she want to?
Well, I can't imagine not being in the limelight. I'm sure she would want to be in the
limelight. Likes the limelight, but would you want to have it as a regular gig? I mean, they don't have Dale Earnhardt Jr. doing it every week, right?
They do now
because he caught on,
good, yeah.
And people liked him. And guess what? Their viewership probably went up.
In fact, they're doing something. Is it Wednesday? And it's something to do with Earnhardt.
Oh,
it's just a bunch of drivers getting together having fun. Is what it looks like. I mean, it looks like it would be a good show. I don't know why it's not on. It can't be on Fox because it's 39 and NBC isn't it NBC or CB? I can never remember the name of those silly channels.
Well, I was thinking maybe Danica would be interested in something that she could do hit and miss, like here and there. I don't think she wants anything like a permanent gig right now.
Yeah, well, who's she working for? Oh, she's working for, she's a pitch person for GoDaddy now.
She's back on that?
Yeah, she's doing commercials for him on TV.
And, I hadn't seen those.
Yeah, okay. So that's kind of where that's going, which is fine. You know, there's no problem with that.
Well, that was her old sponsor, and that's kind of expected.
She has a relationship with him.
Yeah.
So, or they're trying to get their money's worth out of her.
Maybe she still has contract obligations.
That's what I'm saying, you know, because they probably said she had to do this, this, and this.
Yeah, even if you're racing or not, you still have to do this number of commercials per year.
Yeah, you never know. Stranger things have happened.
Okay, so Dale Jr. is going to be making weekly appearances on NASCAR America every Wednesday night at 5 p.m.
That's it. And they've got a
on
special.
On NBC.
Yeah, they got a special coming up this Wednesday that's supposed to be really, really good.
Yeah, if you're looking for Dale Jr. tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah.
And so, you know what's you know what he started? T-shirts. Announcers in throwback T-shirts.
Oh.
So Burton said, I don't have any T-shirts. And the other guy, Letarte, he says, he goes, I don't have any T-shirts. And Junior goes, you don't own any T-shirts? You don't have any
That's crazy.
He's giving him so much crap.
Well, shoot, yeah.
So Junior's kind of changing the box. He's changing the, you know, because normally they all wear a suit and a tie and in some cases. But now,
well, again, more relatable. Yep. I think it's better. That's a good tweak.
I know.
I like it. If I was a producer, I'd say do more of that.
Yeah, I think you're out. Because you have to be relevant to the fans. If you're not relevant to the fans, then, you know, it's not going to be the direction you want to go.
Mm-hmm. So the other champions in the Xfinity were Ryan Preece. Mm-hmm. Again, a young guy.
Young kid.
John Hunter Nemechek. Matt.
And his dad is Joe Nemechek.
Uh-huh, I figured. And Matt Tift.
Which is another young up-and-coming.
And these guys were all top five. Top five.
Oh, I know. It was a great race.
I bet. I missed that.
Yeah, it was truly a great race. No ifs, ands. All right, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And Eric Evans is supposed to be calling in from Barona. He's going to talk about the celebrity race that's coming up at Barona. So make sure you stay tuned. We're going to take a small break. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better. There's a special sale going on. today, just so you'll know. Today is the last day of the sale, and they're out at the Lakeside Rodeo. So if you happen to get out that way, you're looking for a new used vehicle, they'll be there till tonight. And I'm telling you, there's all kinds, everything from Mercedes to, if you're a Ford Ranger fanatic, they've got two of them out there, probably not now, because they were getting real busy the other day. But we want to thank Elkhorn Ford for all their support, and BaronaSpeedway.com if you want to go out and have the time of your life. Well, guess what? We got Eric Evans on the line. If anybody's been around Cajon Speedway or any local racing whatsoever, you'll all know Eric Evans. And he is going to chat with us about a celebrity race that Barona's working on. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave and Michelle. How are you guys this afternoon?
We're doing wonderful, and the fan's going, so we're great.
Yeah, we're staying cool. Hopefully you are, too.
Very nice. I live by the ocean, so yes, I'm definitely staying cool.
Natural air conditioning.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Yeah, sure.
So tell us a little bit about the celebrity race. When is what's going on with that?
Well, so we have our we have some friends and racing partners, Billy Baldwin with Countywide Towing and Recovery. He has so graciously donated us some four-cylinder front-wheel drive race cars that we have turned into race cars, I should say. and we have found us some celebrities who are interested in coming up, putting on a little exhibition, you know, to help. Help get some support for our local racetrack, Barona Speedway. The Salazar family's kind enough to allow us to put this on. So for our first race, we're having Chris Boyer, who is formerly of the DSC, which is now defunct, I guess. And we have Clint August from 101.5 KGB, and the very lovely and talented Tabitha Lemkin from Fox 5 News. They're going to be coming up, and I currently have built two Honda Civics, put in a roll cage in them, kind of super tuned the computers a little bit, and you know, played with them and took a grocery getter and basically made it a race car out of them. And we're going to be having them up there this coming Saturday, July 28th. Gates open at 3 o'clock. Racing starts at 5. And we're going to be having them come up, mingle with the fans, and then later on in our racing program, probably after our first or second main event when the temperatures cool a little bit, we're going to stick them in race cars and see how well they can do against each other. Should be a fun time.
Well, you need to take at least two spark plug wires off of Boyer's car.
So I've heard. So we, you know, maybe we just won't quite fill him up with quite full of fuel. And
because he is a he's a little bit of a ringer. He raced it at Cajon, and I think every single Wednesday, doesn't he have a ride? He invites people out to Miramar Speed Circuit, and I think he runs, you know, anybody of his radio listeners, or he used to do that. So I'm surprised.
Yes, absolutely. He does do the free race Wednesdays, and he does actually have some dirt track racing experience in one of my cars that he used to race down in El Centro. So he does have some experience for sure, and no doubt we're going to start him, at the very least, start him last. If not, maybe we'll just start him on the back straightaway and start everybody else on the front straightaway.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, so it should be a good time, but hey, do not discredit the other two. Now, we've had Tabitha Lemkin up there at the racetrack just before our racing season started, and I put her in one of my two-seaters and took her around the racetrack and kind of showed her what was going on. Then I swapped spots with her and let her drive, and Dave, let me tell you, that woman is not scared of a race car.
Excellent.
You know, I'm a big guy, but I'm not going to lie. She kind of made me a little nervous. Apparently, I don't make a very good passenger. So she's not afraid of it by any means. I look for her to pose a challenge to these other two gentlemen for sure.
Well, let's not cut Clint August any slack. I know he's a two-wheel up guy, but I think you might be surprised with his talents. Hopefully, he's going to run out to one of the local kart tracks here in town and get some seat time before he goes out there and makes himself look foolish.
Yeah, absolutely. Some good friends of ours are actually building his car. What we're doing is we're taking our local racers, getting them the cars into their hands, and then they're taking it upon themselves to put roll cages in them, make them safe and all of that stuff. So our good friends, Phil Comfer and his bunch at Comfer Motorsports, are building Clint's car as we speak. I just seen pictures of it the other day. It's coming along quite nicely. And there's no doubt in my mind that Clint, with his two-wheeled experience, you know, he's used to the speed and the vibration and wearing the helmets and all mm-hmm. of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think we have quite the pairing of people here, and we're hoping to do probably two more of these, hopefully in conjunction with maybe our figure eight races that we're going to have at Verona Speedway mm-hmm. later on this year. And we'd like to get some other celebrities in there, and maybe for the very last race of the season, we pit all the winners against each other
yep.
and see what happens. And if you or Michelle would like to come out and participate, we would so thoroughly love it. We will find you guys cars. We will bring you up to practice, the full VIP treatment.
Hey, Michelle gets press cars every week, so she can just bring out whatever she's driving that week.
Sure, they wouldn't mind if I tore it up on the track a little
some
bit,
number,
right?
Put
right?
some numbers on the doors. How bad could it be?
Mm-hmm. Right, just bring it.
What insurance is for?
Exactly. Well, you know, I got a cute story. I can't mention the dealer or the person, but there's this gentleman that went down to a local dealer and leased a car, took it home, gutted it, caged it, took it out, ran in a certain race division at the end of the year, brought the car back, put it all back together, put the interior back in. Of course, you couldn't tell that it had a roll cage bolted in because they put all the carpet back in, took the car back, and turned it in as a lease return.
My goodness.
is that a good one or what?
Oh, brother.
That's very creative there.
So I'm hearing that Phil Confer, who drives the Dwarf, he donated a car, and that is there a need for more cars to be donated? Do you need to put the word out on that?
Yes, we do. We would love. We have people who are willing to build them right now. We are in need of just some front wheel drive cars.
Right.
The interior is of no consequence. They just need to be running. We will have people take them home. Basically, completely gut the whole interior, put a roll cage in them, get them to mechanically sound. Get them tuned up and all of that stuff. Basically weld the doors shut, and then we're on the racetrack. So we're trying to keep these cars as stock as possible.
Right.
That way it makes it fair for everybody. You know, there are a few tricks to kind of make them a little bit racy as far as the setup goes.
Right.
Tire staggers. And,
right.
And there's a few things you can do without actually hopping up the engines and things like that. So putting a bunch of speed parts in it. So you're just basically trying to make them turn a little bit better, because we're taking things from, you know, early 2000s, late 1990s, and we're making them do things that these cars weren't exactly designed to do. So there are a few little tricks of the trade, per se. But yes, we are in need of a few cars. So if anybody has something and they would like to promote their business or something like that, because we're going to be putting newscasters in them, these races are going to be on television.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be on the radio, things like that. So I'm sure your celebrity would love to, promote your business and things of that nature. So if anybody has something like that, please reach out to Verona Speedway. You can do it at veronaspeedway.com. And we will find somebody to build them. Or if you just want to be a part of it, we would love to have any help that we can get. If you have any type of product sponsor, whether it be something as simple as an oil change, a few spare tires, things of that nature that you'd like to donate, we would be happy to. Because as of right now, we are funding all of this. Each race team is funding it mm-hmm. out of their own, which creates a little bit of a healthy rivalry between race teams. I say right now, I'm building two. Phil Comfer's building one, and we have people lined up who want to build them. But just right now, we have currently ran out of cars to build. So if you have something, please contact VeronaSpeedway.com.
Well, and you and I know how well this celebrity race thing worked. We did it at Cajon Speedway, but there is a side note to it. For anybody that decides they want to do this, it could be addictive. That's how Chris Boyer got into it, because he did a celebrity race out there, and I think what Bill Holland and his son, they got in. So you got to be careful with these celebrity races, because you can get hooked.
Yes, you absolutely can get hooked, and it is a total lifestyle. It's everything from where we shop,
yep,
to the clothes that we wear.
That's right.
To our friends and our family, it becomes a complete and total lifestyle. And I am hoping that we get a few of these people who actually decide that this is a really good time, and I think we would like to come out and do this on a regular basis. I can point them in the right direction.
Right.
You know, for whatever meets their need for speed, we have all the way from the kids racing, starting at 5 years old, to people who are racing into their 70s. So
right.
Which division would you like to race in, and how fast would you like to go? We can definitely find them something to race. So that's our plan, is let's get more people involved. Let's keep racing alive in San Diego.
Yep.
And the more we can get involved, the better it's going to be for all of us.
Absolutely. So the cool thing about these celebrity cars, once the race is over, we just save them for the next, you know, we do it once a month, every 2 months, whatever. Then we can get different celebrities in there, and they can go out, sell advertising. We can get somebody to wrap the cars or put decals on it. And not only could the cars, you know, maybe even make a little bit of money, but the main thing is it'll get butts in the seat, because everybody that watches TV and has somebody on TV that they're a fan of, they're going to want to come out and support them.
Yes, absolutely. And the great thing is we will provide access, so you can come up, shake hands with them, maybe get their autograph, get
your
picture taken with them. That is our plan. And we are starting this off very small, but we have a grand vision, hoping to make this bigger and bigger with each time that we do it.
Yep.
And like you said it yourself, once we are finished with the first celebrity race, we will already have those cars. We will be adding more cars to them. Mm-hmm. So then we can take
and put more celebrities
in those cars. And maybe if somebody knows a certain movie star or television star, hey, let's get them down to our little quarter mile dirt track and put them in a race car. I would love to see something like that.
Wouldn't Kyle Larson look good behind the wheel of one of those little hot rods?
I think Kyle Larson would look very good behind the wheel of one of those little hot rods. I would like to race him myself. I am nowhere near a celebrity. However, if we put Kyle Larson in one of them things, I'm going to have to get me one just to go out there and mix it up, just to say I've done it.
Well, Eric, you are the ambassador for local motorsports. Nobody works harder to help keep people coming to these local tracks, and we thank you for that, and we thank you for all the work you're doing on the celebrity race. It'll be July 28th, folks. Barona Speedway, make sure you're out there. Buddy, we'll talk to you down the road.
Dave and Michelle, thank you for keeping racing alive in San Diego. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, 18700 Lake Paris Road in lovely Paris, California. Go to parisautospeedway.com, parisautospeedway.com, for the best time you could ever have on the dirt. This is a phenomenal half-mile track, just located out.
Quarter mile. He just said quarter mile.
No, I said half mile.
Oh, half mile at Paris. That's right.
What's wrong with you, girl?
Quarter mile at Barona, half mile at Paris.
Yeah, well, even Barona's like 3/8, I think, actually. But yeah, that's good old Paris Auto Speedway. You have to be there. And we've got Jesse Gordon on the line. If anybody watches or goes to Paris, you'll notice, know him very well. He drives a Batmobile car.
Not only is
he the points leader, he was a figure eight rookie of the year last year. And for somebody that's never done it before, sounds to me like we have some natural talent. Hey, Jesse, how you doing, bud?
Hi there. I'm doing good.
So, did you have fun last night?
Last night I was just spectating the PASCAR series. And it was actually an eventful night, definitely. It was the biggest race of the year for the modified series. So, but overall, all the classes, there was a lot of beating and banging and real close, good racing. So, it was a good night spectating. It's a little less stressful than race night.
Not as much fun, but still fun.
Yeah, not as much fun, of course, as being in the car. But, that's where I grew up racing in as the past car series and modified particularly. And so that's kind of, I like to support the guys. And, I'm friends with a lot of them, too. So I like to watch them race.
So you run figure eight. Did you choose that over past car and the modified classes?
Well, yeah, I mean, I ran modified for many years. I did start out in street stocks as well, but mm-hmm. modifieds were kind of my, my goal to get to. And I actually enjoyed driving them more. But when I, kind of came to the conclusion, it's like, do I, spend, a bunch of money on a newer chassis and go with a crate engine and, a completely new setup on a car and everything. And I was just like, well, do I go that direction or do I go to the Night of Destruction series where my goal was to run multiple events in one night, which mm-hmm. gets you more racing, more seat time. And, in turn, usually that turns out to be more fun. So that was my goal behind switching.
Right. And you know what? I'm behind you 1,000%. And my logic has always been, because I've wanted to be a race car driver ever since I could breathe, okay? And it just didn't necessarily happen for me, but I got into karting. And I came to the realization I can do karting for so much less money investment than I could if I got even to pure stock, modified, whatever. And because of the limited funds that I had, I knew I would never be in the top five. And I'm a kind of a guy that if I'm not in the top five, I'm going home. I mean, I just don't go out there to go in circles. I just don't. It's just never did anything for me. I want the competition. I want to get up on your tail. I want to rattle you a little bit. I want to have some fun. And I found karting fulfilled that need at a far less dollar bill amount than if I tried to get into racing. And that's kind of the direction I went. And I had the most fun I could ever imagine. Would I like to have done a modified? Absolutely. Would I like to have done a street stock? Sure, I would have. But, I had to make a financial decision, but I didn't want to lose the thrill. And if no one's ever karted before. I haven't done dirt, which I don't dare because then I'll end up buying a cart. I guarantee it. I know I will. It's a disease, but it's the most fun ever.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing like racing, any form, really. I do enjoy karts, where you can go to those places, K1 Speed mm-hmm. or SB Raceway, all those places, you can go and run karts. And actually, that was kind of my first start racing. I think I was 14. My dad bought an oval track asphalt kart. Mm. And there was a track in Rialto Raceway. And I ran that thing in the first race. And, karts don't usually flip over because of low center of gravity, and it rarely happens. But of course, in the race, it happened to somebody. And when my mom saw that, she was like, "Oh no!" She's like, "No, I want my son to end up, quadriplegic or anything."
Right.
So she's like, "Yeah, we're gonna buy him a car with a cage. That's the next step." So that's how that kind of started.
Hey,
I've always been surrounded by dirt racing, watching my uncle. So that's kind of also where it started.
Well, you're lucky because she could have said,
"Yeah, no racing at all." Instead, she said, "Just get him a cage and I'm good." That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, they were supportive. That was my passion. Mm-hmm. So, and they knew that, they were 100% supportive and they just wanted me to be safer about it. So, even though it doesn't sound safe, it is to a point, you've got, your harness and your fire suit and your neck brace, and you're pretty safe in these cars. But what I'm doing now is more dangerous.
Dude, we've seen you at Barona. Holy moly. And then we went to Night of Destruction up in Paris.
Uh-huh.
And correct me if I'm wrong, were the guys at Barona faster and crazier than the ones at Paris, or am I just delusional?
You know, they're a different group of guys, actually. So the Barona guys, you know, a majority of them were pro stocks that ran the oval track that same night. But there was a couple guys that were there for figure eight particularly and had their cars perfectly set up for it, like myself.
You did. You had it dialed in.
It was dialed in. It was doing good and, you know, battling for the lead there for a few laps. And then it just, you know, that mistake in the X, you know, finally got me after racing in it for over a year, you know. It's bound to happen. You know, it's kind of what you signed up for. It you don't want it to, but that's kind of how it goes. But, yeah, it was still fun, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what comes with it. Figure eight racing comes with the chance of the crossroad. And, you know, and talk about second guessing what the guy's going to do that's coming across that. You know, you can't do it. Like at the very end, we don't know who the gentleman was, but we were sitting right behind his wife
and kids.
Two kids.
Oh.
And he had the car with all the rifles. Down the side of it.
Yeah, and then the young kid who's like an 18-year-old high school student plows right into
it. Well, that's because he was coming from the east, and this guy was coming from the north.
Yeah.
And they both seen each other. They panicked. The guy on his left turned right, and he turned left, and they just went right into each other, just head on.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. That was at the very end.
Yep.
Yeah.
At the
and then his wife takes off.
Like a rocket, dragging these two kids with her.
Runs.
But, you know, that was his first figure eight.
Yeah, we were chatting with her, and she's like, oh, yeah, this is his first time. He really wanted to do this.
And I'm really scared because she could barely handle him, you know, in a circle.
Yeah.
And now he's playing chicken.
So she kind of took the mom.
Yeah, it is. It's totally different than circle track.
Right.
You know, you still have the corners and the you know, kind of circle track feel race within a race is what it's like. So, you know, you're racing your guys that are around you to try and pass them, but you're also racing the other guy across the track to make it through the X before he does.
Right.
So it's really, it's kind of, you got to definitely pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Now, without giving away any trade secrets, which I know you won't, how difficult is it to set up a figure eight car, you know, because the circle guys, they just set it up to go left, and it's fairly easy to do. Well, not easy, but
right.
It's easier. You right. have to go left and right. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, you know, especially the cars I'm using are circle track modified, so they're made to go left when they're manufactured from, you know, different manufacturers, different companies. So different chassis builders make them, set them up to go left and right. So we've got to change some things on it, you know, cut and weld here and there. And we also got to just lots of measuring and squaring the car up and, you know, making it somewhat work. And, you know, we kind of figured out our setup finally, you know, after last year. And, you know, getting the championship, that was definitely an exciting time for sure. That was my goal going out. Mm-hmm. So just to try and go for that championship. And this year we're trying to go for back to back is what we're trying to do.
Sweet. Well, you know, the thing of it is, what people don't understand, when you're dealing with a figure eight car, there's no book that tells you how to set it up. There's no instruction manual, and you have to, I mean, you got to give yourself some serious driving credit because, you know, right out of the box, it's hard to set a car up perfectly. And you go to how many different tracks where, you know, so driver has a lot to do with it. So you definitely deserve the credit.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been me and my dad, you know, we hard fought effort, definitely. And, you know, after last year, you know, we had the car set up perfectly and we figured it all out. We got all the bugs worked out of it. And then coming this year, first race of the season at Paris, the car gets destroyed in the demo cross. And after that race, we weren't even sure if we would fix it. So I bought another car and we had to reset up everything, you know, kind of throw our setup on it. But, you know, the thing about these cars is you can set two up pretty close to the same and they may handle completely different.
Yeah, so night and day.
Right out of the box with that new car, we actually ended up winning the first race with it. So It was pretty exciting, definitely.
Okay. Where are you located? Where do you live?
I'm located at Beaumont, actually.
Okay, because I'd love to get the car, you and your dad and your crew, down to San Diego some weekend and put the car and your sponsors and everybody on television.
Oh, wow.
I'd love to do that for you. All you got to do is talk to Scott DeLosio and have him give you my contact information, and I can do have you guys come down during the week or on the weekend, whatever. But I'd love to be able to, you know, give you some television time, let people know, you know. And it also makes it nice too when you're out looking for sponsorship, because then you can tell your sponsors, hey, you know, sponsor me, I'll get you on the number one watch morning show in San Diego. So
yeah, that'd be definitely awesome. I'd look forward to doing that.
I'd love to have you down. I think we could have a ton of fun. And next time you go racing again, we'll definitely just tell Scott you'll take this slot, because he's always looking for people to take it. And we'd love to help support you. And then once you talk to Scott, we'll get your mailing address. Since you're on the show, we went and spent millions of dollars for decals. So we got a couple of Racer Radio decals we'll throw your way and put them on the car.
Cool.
All right, buddy.
Definitely.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much, bud. We appreciate it, Jesse. And folks, look for the Batmobile. When's the next race you're going to be at?
July 28th at Paris, next weekend.
All right, so folks. Be there or be square. All right, buddy. Take care, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks, Dave and Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Bye.
All right. We're going to take a small break, and we come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio.
Light him up! Light him up!
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to Certified Car Clinic for all your automotive needs. Everything from stock to modified. They have a dyno, and if you mention you heard it here on radio, they'll hook you up with a discount. Also, if you're a racer and you're looking for those special hose adapters, well, they also have hose specialties there. Trick Plumbing for your race car. Go to www.hosespecialties.com. Hosespecialties.com. All right. Hey, we got Dirt Dude on the line. Either that or his name is now Eric Shockey, but he must be the poor boy can't afford a cell phone, so he had to get somebody else's cell phone. What are you doing there, Dirt Dude?
Dude, we're on our way back and from Turlock, and I got everybody with me. I got Eric Shockey, and you know his boy, Corbin Shockey, the monster buddy, and I got J.J. Schaefer, one of our junior drivers out here. Yeah, we're out in Turlock, and on our way back.
Sweet. So tell us about how it went last night.
Now you can tell by my voice, it was pretty good. 2 days of monster trucks and a lot of shouting and a lot of noise and great time.
Well, you're talking a little bit. We got a little bit of a flavor of it. So what was happening up at Turlock? Just to recap a little bit.
So we actually had Bigfoot was back in town, Bigfoot Monster Truck, the 50th anniversary one. Was featured at the track, but then we also had Rosalie Raymer and Wildflower and her dad, Kelvin Raymer, Time Flies. So they were pretty much just a good mix of monster trucks. First day we had monster trucks, Quad Wars, and Jimmy Fitzpatrick does a freestyle motocross. Big, huge air. I got to actually stand underneath the lander and the launch ramps. So he's pretty much just flying over my head doing backflips. So.
Oh, man.
Just the house for that. That was pretty awesome.
Oh,
and
wow.
We were right next to the track for monster trucks. I got covered in dirt. Second day, we had our junior drivers come out. We had Jalen Gill drove two different cars. And then J.J. Schaefer. I'm trying to remember everyone. We had the list to... Wilson's Chris Wilson and
Kaylee
Wilson. Luis Fuentes was there.
Yeah. The 20.
Kelly Weitzel. So a lot of our local drivers actually came up. It was really, really cool to see them, you know, making the drive up. And, you know, they got a great response from the crowd. And it was really great to see these guys just come up and have some fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's a heck of a way to go. But, you know, you got to go where the race is. So.
Yeah. All right. It's only, what, 7.5 hours, 8 hour drive?
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. So,
yeah.
So what's the plan there for the road trip? You have to stop somewhere. You can't go a whole 7 hours. Well, maybe you can. I've heard that race car drivers have special abilities in that department.
I'm traveling with a bunch of ladies that got small bladders. It's like
right.
Every 2 hours we got to stop.
Right, that's it.
Put something to nibble on. Got to take the break.
I need a bagel. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with that routine. I prefer to drive with guys for that very reason. They never show up and say they need a bagel.
Wake up a little bit.
Yeah. So you'll stop somewhere, I'm sure, right? But.
Yeah. We're almost back in back in town, so we're really close to being back at San Marcos Escondido, where we're all at.
Nice. And then next weekend, you'll be back at Barona.
Right.
Next weekend, yes, Barona. And then hopefully I get a weekend off, and then back to Barona again. We're talking about Demolition Derby now that they want to do, or Santa Rosa coming up. And with this company, we all go with WGS. Motorsports, there's a lot of things going on, so they kind of want us to come up to a lot of different things for them, plus our local track, Rona Speedway.
Yeah. Well, we just had Eric call in and talk about the celebrity race.
Yeah, I was listening to both Eric, and I know Jesse Gordon. I'm good friends with him, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good kid, a good guy. Like I said, it's tough to see him wreck those cars, but I'm glad he came out to our track and actually experienced a different figure eight race.
Right. But then we just figured out that you guys are both running Paris and Barona the same night.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But the good thing is two different classes. They're Night of Destruction or they're, it's not like they had their big modified race this weekend.
Right.
And ours was the weekend before and the weekend after. There's only been a few times we've actually had competing nights where we're running our same street cars in there running what they call the pass car series. They're modifieds and streets and pures. So, and actually, I knew a lot of people that went up to Paris last night to watch and to race. We had like 3-4 more modified guys. The hot mess was up there. I got her kid with us up in Tulare, and she's out there racing at the track.
And she did really well.
Dave Capello actually won the main event last night, and he's one of our local racers, too.
Excellent.
Brian Brown was there. A lot of them you've met before through our racing and through KSI like that.
Yep.
Bill Miller, and Bill Miller comes out of Yuma, Arizona, and races at our track. He ran up there and ran last night. He won one of the heat races, and Kelsey Foley comes out of Arizona. She's raced at our track a couple times, and she's a really good driver. She's actually doing well in the point series right now for modifieds traveling. So she went there last night, and she won a heat race too. So these guys coming in from out of town really gave them a run for the money.
That's cool.
Well, and have you noticed more and more drivers are moving around the counties?
If you want to run championship points for IMCA, these modifieds, you got to go anywhere to race. Not only at your local track, but on the grander scale of IMCA, you become a champion. You can be a champion at your local track, but then you can be overall IMCA points champion for West Coast, Central, and then overall champion. And those are the ones that are racing every weekend at different tracks.
Wow. Well, and if that's your career goal, then you have to do it.
Yep, you're on the road.
And $1,500 to win is not bad either, because that's what they put up last night at Paris.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they had, I think that's what they had. Did you see the infield? There were some photos that were posted. It was packed. It was so overflowing in their pits, they had to open up other areas for pitting. It was a promoter's dream.
I was working with a guy named Eric Brown, and that's a good friend of Bam Bam, Stephen Fangmeyer.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking the whole night about how it was going, but they had 35 modifieds. I think at least 18 streets and like 12 of the factories, the pures. So they had a huge car count. We talked to Jessica earlier, and she said they had to park outside the pits, the outside pits. That's where they parked last night.
Yeah, there wasn't enough room. If you didn't get there early, you were parked elsewhere.
38 modifieds showed up last night.
Yeah. So they did real well with those big purses. That drew a lot of racers.
Like I said, 1,500 would spark anybody's interest to come out and race.
Yeah.
Especially because it's too hot in the desert. Out in Arizona, all those guys come from Arizona. Mike Kirby and all those were there last night.
Yeah, 90 doesn't seem so bad when you're from Zony.
Yeah. That's why Bill Miller doesn't mind coming out to our track right now, because it's nicer at our track than out in Yuma, 110.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. So, all right, so you guys are heading home.
Yeah, finishing out the long weekend.
Yeah, well, you had fun though, right?
Yeah, it was a great time. Looking forward to doing something again, and like I said, looking forward to next race at our track next weekend.
All right, well, thanks for calling in. We'll let you guys get back on the road and focus on driving and all that.
Have you eaten yet?
We stopped and ate a bunch of times already.
Just like a bunch of girls. No.
It's a rolling adventure.
Yeah. Okay.
It's always a rolling adventure.
Yeah.
Well, we're dragging a mini monster truck behind us, so you know it's like a big signboard, so everyone drives by giving us thumbs up and checking out the mini monster.
Darn right. Drive slow. He needs all the publicity he can get.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, thanks so much.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. And make sure you give Eric some money for using his phone.
We're all good.
No, yeah, that's what you're saying.
This truck.
Hey, Eric's got to keep his kid going in this vehicle. That costs money, so cough up.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. Here's how I'm going to pay the bills. Monster Buddy does such a great show. You got to check out Monster Buddy and Team KJ.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
On his Facebook page.
There you go. Monster All Buddy right. on Facebook, along with Racer Radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, have fun.
Just paid my bill. Thank you, guys. Just paid my bill.
Hey, yeah.
Corbin, make sure they stop and feed you again.
Yeah, stop for ice cream.
Ice cream, yeah. This is the weather for ice cream. Everybody wants ice cream. All right.
Okay.
You guys have fun. We'll talk at you later.
All right, Dan. Thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks, have fun.
Bye.
All right, folks. All right. Boy, talk about a crazy crowd. Can you imagine being in that truck?
That'd be great.
Woo-hoo.
All right. So like us on Facebook, Racer Radio. Also, You Ought to Know has a Facebook page. If you are out of the San Diego area and want to listen to us, go to iHeartRadio because AM 1170, the answer is a iHeartRadio station.
Absolutely. All right, folks. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up.
And happy trails to you from AM 1170, the answer.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.